Meta launches stablecoin payouts for creators and Stripe partnership. Meta is launching stablecoin payouts for creators through a partnership with Stripe, according to coordinated reporting from CoinDesk, Cointelegraph, and WatcherGuru on April 29, 2026. The product gives creators on Meta's platforms the option to receive earnings as stablecoins instead of bank transfers, settled through Stripe's stablecoin infrastructure. It is Meta's first live consumer crypto payments product since the Diem stablecoin project was wound down and sold to Silvergate in early 2022. This time, the company is not minting its own coin. It is plugging into existing rails. The crypto market reaction was muted. As of April 29, 2026, BTC trades at $7,586, down 1.25% on the day, and ETHL at $2,239, down 2.16%, with the Fear and Greed Index at 39. Stablecoin issuers and payment rail tokens are the more obvious beneficiaries here, not majors. Why Meta picked Stripe? Instead of building Stripe, spent 2024 and 2025 turning itself into one of the largest stablecoin payment processors in the world. The 1.1B acquisition of Bridge in late 2024 gave Stripe direct stablecoin issuance and orchestration infrastructure, and the company has since been pushing stablecoin acceptance and payouts to its merchants in over 100 countries. For Meta, that work is already done. Building a regulated payouts product from scratch would take quarters of compliance work in every jurisdiction it operates in. Routing through Stripe means Meta inherits Stripe's licenses, KYC stack, and conversion plumbing on day one. It also means Meta does not have to defend a Meta-branded token against another round of regulatory pressure, which was the failure mode that killed Diem. The trade-off is margin. Stripe takes a cut on every payout. But for a feature pitched at creators, that cost shows up downstream of Meta's existing ad share economics, not on Meta's books directly. What creators actually get? The pitch to creators is the one stablecoins have always made well: faster settlement, lower cross-border friction, and access to dollars without a U.S. bank account. A creator in Lagos, Manila, or Buenos Aires who currently waits days for a wire and absorbs FX losses on the way in can instead receive USDC or USDT minutes after a payout is triggered. From there, the balance can sit in a self-custody wallet, move to an exchange, or get spent through a stablecoin card. The destination question is the one to watch. Creator payouts that land as stablecoins do not necessarily stay as stablecoins. Some creators will convert to local currency at the first opportunity. Others will park balances and spend them gradually. The product wins on whichever path takes friction out. The distribution story for stablecoin spending Meta's creator base is large enough to matter on its own. Instagram alone has more than 2 million creators monetizing through subscriptions, ads, and gifts. Even if a single-digit percentage opt into stablecoin payouts in the first year, that is a meaningful new top of funnel for stablecoin issuers and for any product that touches stablecoin balances after they hit a wallet. Cards are one of the cleanest exits. A creator who receives USDC and wants to spend it at the grocery store does not want to manually swap off-ramp through an exchange and wait for a bank transfer. They want a card that pulls directly from the stablecoin balance. That product category has expanded in 2026, with Visa adding Polygon to its global stablecoin settlement program and Visa partnering with WeFi to let users spend self-custodied crypto. Meta's announcement does not say anything about cards directly, but it points more dollars at the problem cards solve. Diem's Ghost, the Diem project, originally announced as Libra in 2019, was Meta's previous attempt at consumer stablecoin payments. It died in early 2022 under sustained regulatory pressure, with U.S. senators and the Federal Reserve openly hostile to a private currency controlled by Meta. Today's product is structurally different. Meta is not issuing the coins. Meta is not custodying balances. Meta is a platform that hands off to a regulated third party. That distinction is the entire reason this can ship in 2026 when the earlier attempt could not. It also means Meta gives up the stablecoin float economics that made Diem attractive in the first place. The yield on stablecoin reserves now flows to Stripe, Bridge, and the underlying issuers. Meta's upside is creator engagement and retention, not interest income.